Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
March 23, Exodus 34, John 13, Proverbs 10, Ephesians 3. When at the end of the previous chapter Moses asks to see the Lord's glory, he is promised, as we have seen, a display of his goodness. Chapter 33, verse 19. But no one, not even Moses, can gaze at God's face and live. Verse 20. So the Lord arranges for Moses to glimpse, as it were, the trailing edge of the afterglow of the glory of God. And this remarkable experience is reported in Exodus chapter 34. As the Lord passes by the cleft in the rock where Moses is safely hidden, the Lord intones, Yahweh, Yahweh, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Verse 6. The Hebrew words rendered love and faithfulness are a common pair in the Old Testament. The former is regularly connected with God's covenantal mercy, his covenantal grace. The latter is grounded in his reliability, his covenantal commitment to keep his word, to do what he promises, to be faithful, to be true. When John introduces Jesus as the Word of God, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, he tells his readers that when the Word of God became flesh, verse 14, he tabernacled among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. There are good reasons to think that John has chosen these two words to render the paired expression of the Old Testament. He was clearly thinking of these chapters, Exodus chapters 32 through 34. Echoing Exodus chapter 33, he reminds us that no one has ever seen God, John chapter 1, verse 18. But now that Jesus Christ has come, this Word made flesh has made the Father known, displaying grace and truth par excellence. The law was given by Moses. That was wonderful enough, certainly a grace gift from God. But grace and truth in all their unshielded splendor came with Jesus Christ. Verse 17. Even the lesser revelation graciously displayed for Moses' benefit brings wonderful results. It precipitates covenant renewal. The Lord responds to Moses' prayer, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Exodus chapter 34, verse 10. From God's side, this ensures their entry into the promised land, for the Lord himself will drive out the opposition. Verse 11. From the side of the covenant community, what is required is obedience, including careful separation from the surrounding pagans and paganism. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Verse 14. How could it be otherwise? This God is gracious, but he is also true.